We're learning the laws of Betzias Apas. The Mechaber tells us that Ein Hamasubin Rishoyin Litom Ad Shiyitom Habaitseya. The person who makes the Hamotzi, and let's say that he has numerous people at the table, Shabbos weekday doesn't make a difference, and he wishes to be Motzi, those who are present, that they should fulfill their obligation and upon hearing the bracha of Hamotzi be able to eat thereafter. So the Mechaber tells us that those individuals are not allowed to eat, or literally we tome, to taste any of the bread, achitom haboitseya, until the one who actually made the bracha, the one who made the Hamotzi, that person should be the one who eats first. Then the Ramah says, in parentheses, it says, aval mutter lase sechol echad chelko konem shiochel hu. Vehem yam tinu ad shiochel hu. It says, even though they're not allowed to eat, until you, the one who makes hamotzi, eats, but at least what you could do is to distribute it throughout all the guests, or all the people at the table, and they should just know that they shouldn't eat. And that's okay. It's not necessary, says the Ramah, for you to immediately just take a piece for yourself and eat, but you can cut up all the challah and then distribute it, just as long as you're the one that is the first to partake. Now the Mishnah Berurah then brings the words of the Taz and says, really, ein kedai. It's not really befitting to do such a thing. To divide up all the bread in before the person who made the hamotzi took a bite. Since we already just said in the Mechaber that that person, all those other people, are not allowed to eat anyway. Imkain, therefore, nechshavo hadavar lehesik mein abrach lachila. Since there is really no purpose at this point in cutting it because they can't eat it until you eat it, therefore, it's almost like some level of a hefsek of interruption between your bracha and your eating. And therefore, he says, even though it may not look like the most polite thing to do, but nonetheless, because they cannot eat, and also, he doesn't bring this down, but not only because it was really pointless in giving it to them, a bigger issue is that not everyone is knowledgeable in this halacha. And therefore, if you would cut out the challah and distribute it as the Ramah says you can, it's very possible that those people are going to immediately grab the challah and eat it, even though you didn't make the one who made the bracha, did not yet eat. Because they're not so knowledgeable necessarily in this particular halacha, and they're not paying attention. And therefore, according to this reason of the Taz, it's better that you should just immediately after making hamotzi, cut the challah and take a piece, and then afterwards distribute it. We did mention a week or so ago that the Arizal, it doesn't really bring down the reason for this, says that even though there are many who are particular to first take and then cut and distribute the challah, there's an exception, says the Arizal, by one's wife. That one is allowed to cut the challah, even according to this opinion, and to give a piece to your wife, but nonetheless, it's still suggested and required, rather, that she should not eat it until the person who made the hamotzi takes the first bite. Now the next halacha, the Mechaber says, with regard to making this bracha, Ein haboitseya rashai l'tsoa, Ad sheyichla amen mipi rov onim. He says that the one who makes the hamotzi and is cutting this bread is not allowed to do so, not allowed to cut the challah or whatever the bread is, until all the people answered amen, or at least rov haonim, the majority thereof. Now, why is this necessary? After all, you said the entire bracha. After you said the bracha, you're supposed to say a bracha on a piece of challah, which is shalim, which is complete. That's the better way of saying it, even if it's not on Shabbos. Shabbos, of course, to have two pieces for Lech HaMishnah. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. It says, Hainu, im hu moitzin yidei chovasan bivracha, you're the one who is having this bracha and saying it on behalf of other people, and they're answering amen, you should not cut the challah until you hear the amen from the majority of the people. It says the Mishnah Berurah, Shigam anias amen michal brachahi. Even though you finished your job, you said the bracha, nonetheless the amen, which is attached to it, is considered to be part of the bracha. And therefore, one should not cut the challah until the majority of the Amanzer said. Abu Hamiyat, however, the small amount of people that possibly the reason why they have not yet finished is because they're Marichin Yoster Medai, they're answering Amen in a very long, drawn-out manner. Ein Tzarech L'Hamtin L'Hem. For those individuals, it's not necessary for you to wait. Well, why not? After all, we said, if the Amen is connected to the Bracha, maybe you should wait for everyone. He says, quoting the words of the Gemara, Shekol HaMarech Ba'Amen Yoster Medai, Einu Elo Toa. Person who stretches out the word Amen, it's really a mistake. And some of the Mepharshim say, why is it a mistake? It's because if you stretch it out, you may not be saying the word correctly. If you say it, say it. But if you stretch it out, it's possible you're not going to say the word properly. It's also brought down in the Marsha, an interesting concept, which certainly is worth thinking about, that the Marsha says that a person who answers and says Amen is going to be guaranteed, and he says it in a lengthy fashion, but not an overly lengthy, not Yosef Medai, he's given the blessing that Marichin lo yama mishnos, that a person will have, this is what the Gemara says, you'll have a length of days. You'll live a long life, that's what it really means. So the Marsha, interestingly enough, says that what is the person's intention of stretching out the Amen Yosef Medai extremely so much? It's because he wants an exceedingly long life. So the Marsha says that sometimes Arichas Yomim is a good thing, but to stretch it out more than what a person could be blessed for, sometimes that's not always such a good thing. And therefore, that's why the Marsha says it's a mistake. Therefore, the idea behind this these words is that a person, again, who is making the bracha should wait to hear the Amen from the majority of the people, or of course, everyone if they're saying it properly. We'll see one more halacha. The Mechaber says, Habaytseya nosin prusa lifnei kol echad. Pretty simple, straightforward idea, that after you cut the chal, you should give and put a piece of chal in front of every individual. Each person will take their individual portion, their individual piece. Well, what is this coming to exclude? So the Mishnah Berurah says the following, of a low yizrok chatichas hamotzi al hashulchan lifnei orachim. A person is not allowed to take their bread and to throw it all over the place on the table. Even though there are different customs that some people do this, but nonetheless, it's actually very questionable, but there's certainly, they are allowed to do it, but it's more discussion at a later simon. But nonetheless, the Gemara says that a person should not be throwing bread. And he says, afil im lo nimas hamachal al yedei hazrika. A person is not allowed to throw any food, if in fact it's going to cause it to be disgusting and people are not going to eat it. However, when it comes to bread, the Gemara is even more stringent, as the Mishnah Berurah says, that even if it's something which will not cause lo nimas hamachal, will not cause the food to become inedible or become disgusting by you throwing it, could become ruined, it doesn't make a difference. A person should not throw it, unless it's your custom. Ba'od, kivan shehi prusas hamotzi, havi bezayon mitzvah. Since this is the actual piece in which the bracha was said, so for you to throw it all over the place, according to this way of understanding it, is a bezayon to disgrace of the mitzvah. Again, obviously, for those people who throw it, obviously they have their reasons, and that those reasons should be respectful as well.
You mentioned the salt. Are you supposed to put it first
in
the salt?
Yeah, we talked about that 2 weeks ago. I don't know. I'm going to say, 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 I don